Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day. Just a warm greeting. So today, we're going to continue with practice with metta for oneself. Having loving kindness, having care, having metta for oneself is fundamental and really important. And often it's something we're so in need of. And in some ways, it's a basis for all the other metta, a healthy, strong basis for loving others, for having kindness and metta for others. Because when I have enough self-love, my love for others becomes less attached. I don't need so much from them. I don't need it to be a certain way. I have enough. And then it allows our loving kindness to become more unconditional. We're demanding less from others if we have enough for ourselves. So in our movement towards boundlessness and unconditionality, having metta, having love, having care, having respect for oneself is really important. And it's worthwhile spending some time practicing, cultivating if need be, or if it's already there, to allow ourselves to be nourished and supported by it. And if it's not there, to just practice without insisting or demanding or anything like this, but as a way for caring for ourselves, as a way of respecting ourselves. And maybe before I talk a little bit more about that, I want to say a few words about the phrases. Maybe some refinements or some reminders about the phrases. First of all, to say it's okay if the phrases is really not what it seems your practice is centering on. For some people it is, for some people it isn't. Maybe instead there's a sense of warmth or spaciousness in the body, in the felt sense, the bodily experience. And you're sensitive to that, it's resonating, you're tuned into that. While also having a sense of the lovable being or that sense of the self. Perfectly fine, perfectly fine. Maybe for you, kind of like visualizing the lovable being or yourself as a younger person, as a child. Or maybe the felt sense of holding hands, the lovable being or your younger self, or in some ways holding hands with yourself. Maybe something like that just feels more accessible and more supportive. Perfectly fine. And again, an invitation to make the phrases your own. We're offering these, but there's nothing particularly magical about this particular set. And to notice that it might be helpful to say the phrases twice. You can explore, experiment. I don't know if it's because I've been doing guided meditations for a while now. I find myself doing the phrases twice, and there's something about the second time that has a little bit more resonance or sweetness, or I don't know. So something that you might want to explore for yourself. Or maybe the phrases are just this little whisper, really quiet in the mind. Or maybe sometimes they're really loud and distinct. Maybe if you're feeling sleepy or drowsy or running out of energy, maybe it's helpful to bring the energy up with the phrases. So you can experiment and play around with this as well. And of course, you can abbreviate the phrases. It's not uncommon that as the mind and the body and the heart start to settle, that you can say the phrases, they get abbreviated to just the last word. Safe. Happy. But no set, no hurry. No sense that they need to be different. Or maybe the phrase just disappears. It feels like it would just be too burdensome and too interruptive or disruptive to say the phrases. So maybe it's there, you feel it, but to actually say it would be extra. So letting the phrases, maybe letting a pause to be there, while still being sensitive to the bodily experience, sensitive to what's happening. Maybe I'll say something also about doing loving kindness for oneself, that our sense of self changes. What I mean by this is sometimes we have a sense of what we might call the narrative self. That is, we know the journey we've been on. We know our struggles. We know our victories. We know the difficulties we're having right now. And the loving kindness, the metta, can be addressing this whole sense of the narrative self, the whole our life story, where we are right now, or maybe loving kindness for a younger version of ourselves, what was happening right then. So the sense of the whole story of the self, oneself. At other times, there can be a quieting of the being where everything gets simpler. Maybe there's a sense of just this being, this body, this experience right now. And not so much a sense of the narrative, but just this experience right now. And as we practice, this simpler experience of the self begins to be more prominent, and a lot of healing can happen here, as well as with the narrative self. So, but also with the simpler just sense of self right now. If you find yourself having that experience of just this being at this moment, letting yourself really let it be that simple. you don't necessarily have to resurrect all the narrative. Even with the lovable being, maybe it's just that simple of the care, the respect, the warmth we have. And then I want to say, before we begin our official guided meditation, there's a little bit about the attitude. Can we allow this practice to be a kindness to ourselves? This whole retreat as a kindness to ourselves. And we can ask ourselves, am I seeing this practice as a kindness to myself? Is it nourishing my well-being? Every time we sit, every time we do walking meditation, we're actually giving ourselves something really lovely, something beautiful, and something that sometimes we just really need. It can be habitual to see practice as something I should be doing. And then it turns into this other arena for self-measurement. I should be doing this. And then there's this measurement that comes in. Am I doing it? And then oftentimes we don't measure up, because this inner critic shows up. And maybe our emphasis on the schedule and keeping the camera on and the same thing maybe created the conditions in which there can be some of this sense of should and measurement and not measuring up, or just let all that soften. Let that go. Can this practice be a practice of kindness to myself? Now, we wanted to point to it not just be chasing our preferences, going after whatever is pleasurable or indulgent. But we can also go to the other extreme of criticizing ourselves or being a little bit too strict. So we'll go ahead, take a bubble bath, but maybe only one. Go ahead, take a nap if you need to. But then not let a nap slide into watching Netflix for the rest of the day or something like that. And if it's helpful, if it's supportive, to include in the category of lovable being, benefactor, easy being, maybe there's some good friends in there too, where it just comes this good feeling. I'm smiling. I'm teaching with my good friends, Tonya and Nikki, and maybe some of our delight. Maybe you can borrow some of ours if sometimes you feel like it's difficult to find. And if that feels too complicated or just doesn't resonate with you, that's perfectly fine too. Just offer that as a support. Okay, so with that as an introduction, can you do a guided meditation? Finding your way into a posture of ease, establishing a sense of the body. To sit and know you're sitting. Letting the awareness inhabit the space of the body. Sensitive to the whole body in a broad, general way that has some lightness, some spaciousness. Openness and some sensitivity. Feeling connected to the bodily experience. And then when you feel ready, calling to mind the lovable being, while still staying sensitive to the field of the body, calling into the heart and the mind the image or the sense of the lovable being, someone for whom it feels easy and uncomplicated. Perhaps remembering their goodness, their kindness. This lovable being may be a good friend, family member, benefactor. Or a kitten. Connecting with this lovable being in a relaxed, easy manner. and offering them warmth and kindness. Maybe with the support of the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. I'm not sure you'd want to live with eels, but live with ease. Is there a way we can collect the whole being in this stream of well-wishing, sense of harmonizing with a sense of lightness, openness, ease? And then when you're ready to expand the loving kindness to include ourselves, just widening the sphere, widening the circle, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Is there a way we can practice in which it feels like we are nourishing the well-being? Sometimes that might mean going to the lovable being after having been doing metta for oneself. If we feel stuck or the inner critic is really loud, we go back to the lovable being, a little more kindling in. If I'd like to say just a few more words about practice. So we're using categories, but the purpose of the categories is to help us tune into what is already inside of us. So we don't have to feel like we have to engineer or manufacture some particular experience. But we just start with the easiest, a lovable being. Maybe sometimes the self is the easiest. Maybe sometimes it is a good friend. And then we're just widening the sphere, widening the circle to eventually include everyone. But we're going to hang out here a little bit with the self, but to begin where it's easiest. And then being tuned into, being sensitive to like what is happening, feeling the resonances within the body, with the phrases, with the individual for whom you're establishing or sending or have the intention to cultivate loving kindness. And then to also recognize that there are some supports in addition to like phrases or something, and that is a sense of wonder or awe or beauty are qualities that can feed this sense of openness and spaciousness, this metta, this love, this friendliness. And sometimes it's, for me, I don't know why precisely, and I don't need to know why, but I feel touched by thinking about this being connected to others, for example. We are breathing molecules that were breathed by the Buddha and his followers. Right? In the course of our lifetime, we will have breathed some of the same molecules. Or the first living cell, scientists tell us, came into being maybe 40 million centuries ago, a long time ago. But the descendants of that cell are inside of us. So this, for me, this, I appreciate this. Maybe this resonates with you, maybe not. But this sense of connection, this kind of awe. Wow. Or maybe if you do some loving kindness meditation outside, sitting outside, walking outside, if your living circumstances and the weather support that. To allow yourself to feel the appreciation, the beauty of the flowers, if there are some, or the plants, just it. Or sometimes I love to look at all the different colors of green. Or if there's different trees, like, wow, they're all trees and yet they have different leaves, the branching is different, but just allowing ourselves to feel nourished. Again, coming back to this idea is this sense of nourishing ourselves. And we can ask ourselves, am I practicing in such a way that it's a kindness for myself? And then just a few announcements. If you didn't have a practice discussion yesterday, you are having one today. And it's either in about 15 minutes or in about an hour and a half. So just, I know sometimes people with the time change, time differences and that get to sometimes get a little confused and miss their practice discussion. So just in case you did notice a little friendly reminder, Chanya will be sitting in practice discussions with me today. And just to say that every single Dharma teacher, this part of their training is to sit in on practice discussions. I don't know if there's, maybe Jack and Joseph didn't because they're the founders and Sharon, but ever since then, every single Dharma teacher has done this. So this is something that all teachers do as part of their training to help them become Dharma teachers. So this is a way that we can support Chanya right now in her role as a training to be a residential retreat teacher. Chanya has a lot of practice, a lot of wisdom. And she will also be offering some practice discussions this afternoon that you can sign up for if you feel like you need a little extra support. And these will be available every afternoon, but we won't open them up. That won't be possible to sign up for them until after the morning sit. Again, this encouragement, as Nikki talked about, this independence in the Dharma, of this sense of, okay, can I find my way with this? Can I hold it with kindness? Can I hold myself with kindness as best we can? It's not always available, but as best we can. And allow things to unfold and use some of the wisdom. We all have wisdom. And we all have some of this warmth inside of us too. So encouragement to tap into that and to use that. And sometimes we need some extra support. So just this recognition that both are there and extra support is available. Okay, so wishing you all a wonderful day of practice. Maybe I shouldn't say wonderful, right? Because sometimes, let's be honest, practice is not wonderful, but wishing you a nice day of practice. And I'll see some of you later this morning.